right, team, how we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion Show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And I have a question for you today. Do you want to be great? Do you want to be great? That's one question I have. I got another one. Do you have another gear? Do you have another gear? And I ask these questions because I get a lot of inquiries from people saying, Coach, I want to get better. Can you help me get better? I want to maximize my full potential. Can you help me maximize my full potential? And the question I always ask them is, why haven't you maximized it yet? And most people, they say things like, well, you know, I just need to be more motivated, or I just need a better plan, or I just need to get better at this. And as we get going and as we dig in, we realize that it's not really their plan. They don't really need to get better at this in particular. But the problem is there's something inside of them that is either misaligned, or there's something inside of them that needs work, or there's something in their life that needs work. So I wrote about this morning, and I like quite often to refer to Maslow's hierarchy, where at the top of the pyramid, he talks about self-actualization, which is the ability to meet one's true potential. But it also says in that pyramid that you can't self-actualize and you can't meet your full potential until you have shelter, until you have life's essentials, until you have enough personal self-esteem, until you have enough security, financial security, employment, until you have love in your life, until you have a sense of belonging and a sense of connectedness, you are not able to self-actualize. So when you look at Maslow's hierarchy and you really take a step back and you say, okay, if self-actualization is the highest place in which one can go and get, well, why haven't I gotten there yet? And oftentimes what you'll find is there's a place somewhere else in the pyramid that you need to work on. So a question I would have is like, hey, do you have maybe some financial stress? Maybe finances is a place where you have always stressed. Well, if that's a place of stress, it also compromises your personal security. And if your personal security is compromised, your esteem is going to be compromised, and you're probably not going to be the nicest person to be around. So you can see how interconnected that whole hierarchy is and why it's impossible to self-actualize and meet one's full potential until you have competency in each of those areas independently, so that they can work well in an integrated manner and an integrated fashion. So many today, right? They want to be successful. They want to be rich. They want to be self-actualizing. Growth mindset, right? All that crap that you hear. The thing is, you can't do it. You can't do it if these other places in your life are out of balance. And there are people that reach their, you know, what they consider to be their highest point financially, but at the same time, they still have a lot of issues because these other parts of the pyramid have not been addressed and they haven't been worked on. So they feel like they're on top of the mountain, but they're like, something's still not right. So the worst thing that can happen and the worst place you could be is at the top of the mountain and you think you've achieved it all and you have this sense of wonder as to why you feel the way you feel, which probably isn't going to be that good. So the reason is you didn't get working on those other components that make up this hierarchy. So I always encourage people, look, if you want to self-actualize and get to your highest potential, you got to start poking holes in the area beneath self-actualization that can give you some insights and clarity as to where you may need to start doing your work. And for some people, it's like, hey, I want to make a lot of money. And all of a sudden, you realize that you're trying to make a lot of money, but you got these other holes in your game that need to be cleaned up, or else you're never going to be able to make as much as you would like. So we want to make sure that we clean up each area of this pyramid so that you can actually meet that full potential, so that you can actually get to the highest level. And as a result of that, you'll see yourself in a place that you haven't yet been. So That's my lesson for today. This is Coach Dana Cavalia. If you haven't subscribed, head on over to danacavalia.com, get on the blog, get the daily newsletter. It's more like an every other day newsletter now, but it's worth being on. And it's where I keep you updated on all the things that we have going on. So anyway, check it out. Get on over to danacavalia.com. If you haven't joined Champions Academy yet, it's a great group of people. We meet every Thursday. It's live coaching. It's the place you want to be to get yourself to your next place. So head on over to danacavalia.com for that. And if you're looking for one-on-one coaching, you could reach out over there as well. This is Coach Dana Cavalia. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Let's get you self-actualizing. Let's get you meeting and exceeding your full potential. And the only way we can do that is if we attack that hierarchy. Got it? Go out and win today. See ya.